In Mount Airy, North Carolina, there's a homegrown song that's burning up the airwaves. It all starts with a jailbreak from the $16 million, supposedly escape-proof, Surrey County Jail. Now, we're not sure what Sheriff Andy Taylor would make of this on the old Andy Griffith show. Mount Airy is Griffith's hometown and is thought to be the basis for Mayberry. But back to our story. Six men awaiting trial for nonviolent offenses escaped through the minimum security jail ceiling in May. It turned out it was made of just sheetrock, and a piece of a fingernail clipper tied to a toothbrush was tool enough to break through. The song lays it all out.
Well, it all happened one Saturday night when the jailers were napping and all was quiet. So we put our heads together and a plan was made. We were getting out of our human cage.
So here's how the jailbreak led to the song. One of the escapees, Wayne Chenault, who was being held on minor misdemeanor traffic charges, stole a truck once he escaped. And it turns out Mr. Chenault is quite a poet. When the truck's owner, Nelson Gamble, reclaimed his pickup 825 miles away in Arkansas, he found inside some letters and also a long narrative poem Wayne Chenault wrote describing how they pulled off the jailbreak. Well, the truck owner, Nelson Gamble, showed that poem to his friend Russ Ashburn, a musician. That was Russ you just heard singing and playing guitar. Russ Ashburn picks up the story of his friend and the poem.
He just thought it was the funniest thing in the world when he got back to Mount Airy and was reading the poem to me. And I said, Nelson, that's got to be a song. And he said, well, write it, Russ. And so Monday morning I wrote the song, recorded it Monday night, and had it on the local radio station Tuesday.
That's pretty quick.
Quick.
We'd snookered out the jailers. We had to grin. So without another word, off we go, my friend. We're crawling through the ceiling, fumbling through the dark, but we all worked together, each knew his part.
The story is, at least according to the poem that he wrote, that they took off their jumpsuits, tied them together to crawl down, and as they were crawling down, a police car cruised through the town.
That's true. That's true. That's part of the poem that he wrote, and that is part of the song also.
We tied our jumpsuits together, for it was too far down. And as we were climbing down, a cop cruised through the town.
There's another part of this poem that I think you leave out of your song. It may be my favorite part of this whole thing, that dressed only in our T-shirts and underwear, off into the night we fled.
That was hilarious, but you can only put so much in one song.
$16 million escape-proof Surrey jail. Here we're out on the streets again, but we ain't out on bail. Headed down the road, my friend, toward the western sky. We ain't got no Bonnie Parker, just way too many Clydes.
I like that. Now, that was your own invention, this chorus.
It was.
Right?
The chorus was mine.
What was that? We ain't got no Bonnie Parker, just way too many Clydes?
Just way too many Clydes.
They were all men, I take it.
Yes.
This was supposed to be an escape-proof jail, is that right?
That's what he wrote in his letter, that it was supposed to be a $16 million escape-proof jail, and evidently it wasn't. They just sort of knocked out the sheetrock and went through it.
And he writes in this letter, who has ever heard of putting sheetrock in a jail? That was dumb.
I think that architect may be rethinking his engineering.
Uh-huh, and lucky for you, it turns out to be a song, and it turns out to be on the radio.
It's become a local hit. And it's so much fun. I'm getting a lot of fun out of this song, and it's made a lot of people grin, and that makes me happy.
Russ Ashburn, who took Wayne Chenault's poem about his jail escape and turned it into the song Surrey County Jailbreak. That song has been in heavy rotation on the family-owned community radio station WPAQ in Mount Airy. Robbie Earnhardt is one of the DJs there.
People are calling a lot, and we're playing it like every half hour.
Every half hour.
Yeah, we're trying to slow it down a little bit because it's gotten, I mean, we're hearing it so much.
You're getting a little tired of it?
Well, yeah, you know, you hear it a lot, so we just really get a charge out of it.
What are people saying when they call to request the song?
Oh, they're saying, can you play that jailbreak song? I want to hear it. Or they'll call up, there's still a few textile mills left here, and one of the local hosiery mills, they all came home. This one woman called. She had everybody come over her house after work and after the shift change, and they were all there in the living room. She calls up. She wants to hear it play because she's got everybody just waiting there to hear it.
Oh, she told them, come on over, and we can hear that song all together.
Yeah, and then another gal called up, and she had all her friends over at the rope factory all lined up in the office there, and she had to hear it while everybody had everybody lined up to hear it. So that's kind of fun, you know, and everybody's doing that kind of thing to hear this one song.
How do folks connected with the jail or with the sheriff's office feel about all this?
Well, from what I've heard, the sheriff's not too terribly happy about it. He was real proud of his new jail. I mean, they spent $16 million on this brand new jail, and I don't think he's too happy about it. I heard he's not too happy about the song being so popular because, you know, he probably feels a little embarrassed. I kind of feel sorry for the sheriff because it's a little, you know, mud on his face, I suppose, but it's so reminiscent of the Mayberry experience. Otis would get in and out of jail, and it was just kind of, they would put this guy in jail, and it was just like home away from home. He could come and go when he wanted, and that's kind of how this is. And Mount Airy is Andy Griffith's original hometown,
mm-hmm.
where he grew up. So it's the kind of the spoof about it that it's kind of like Mayberry, being able to just come and go from the jail like that.
That's Robbie Earnhardt, DJ at WPAQ in Mount Airy, North Carolina. The Surrey County Sheriff's Office says the jail's sheetrock ceilings have been replaced with concrete. The escapees have all been caught. Of course, they're now in far greater trouble than they were before. It was up to songwriter Russ Ashburn to write the ending to the saga.
We're all back in jail again, much to my chagrin. But if I had the chance, you know, I'd do it all again. And yes, they'd probably catch me, and yes, they'd take me back. But my song's on the radio, now what do you think of that? There's $16 million escape-proof Surrey jail. We're out on the streets again, but we ain't out on bail. Headed down the road, my friend, toward the western sky. We ain't got no Bonnie Parker, just we too many Clydes. We ain't got no Bonnie Parker, just we too many Clydes.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.